Hi, I'm Abby, and you're listening to the Fitness Drifter podcast, a body confidence podcast for men where I try to help you shift away from stressing about things like weight, body image, abs, and dieting to focusing on feeling fitter, healthier, and happier, and using nutrition and exercise as a positive force in your life. Today we are talking about fat phobia, which is the dislike, hatred, or discrimination against fatness or higher body fat percentage, and specifically in men or how men experience it. So we overlap with male fat shaming. I want to mention, I'm never sure if fat phobia is the right word, just because when you look at other things that we classify as severe discrimination, like homophobia or transphobia, people have had to fight for equal rights just recognized in law for such a long time. So I'm never 100% sure about trying to compare. You use a similar term to try and imply that it's the same kind of discrimination. Yes, people above a certain body fat percentage do face discrimination and prejudice because of their weight and their size and their shape, but in law, at least, it's not something like we, at a bigger size, we've never sort of had to fight for, you know, equal rights or to not be arrested for who we are, if that makes sense. So that's my little rant about not being sure about using the term fat phobia out of the way. But anyways, like I said before, I went off on that detour. We're talking about fat phobia or fat shaming in men. And one thing I also want to point out is that it's relative because people all have different measures of what constitutes fat or what constitutes someone being fat in their own minds. But generally, fat shaming or discrimination against higher body fat percentages attaches a stigma to bigger bodies and usually implies that they're lazy, greedy, undisciplined, lack control or willpower, and almost like less worthy of being treated equally. This kind of discrimination, it implies that people in bigger bodies are inferior physically, sometimes intellectually, and sometimes morally, because there's a stereotype of being greedy associated with being in a bigger body. Women are typically judged for their bodies a lot more than men, or at least much more openly, and it feels much more widespread. But that doesn't mean fat shaming doesn't impact men as well. A few prominent examples. If you're an Avengers fan, you will have seen Avengers Endgame, in which Thor, of course, you know, in every other Marvel movie he's been in, he's been, you know, super ripped and muscular. In Avengers Endgame, he was in a fat suit, obviously. And, you know, that kind of became the butt of a few jokes. In 2016, Wentworth Miller, star of Prison Break, spoke about his weight gain and being body shamed. He explained that the weight gain was from depression, and a couple of sites that shared memes about him actually ended up apologizing. Other celebrities that have been fat shamed or felt fat shamed, either by comments on social media or because they're meant to meet a certain fitness level or body fat percentage level for a role: Richard Madden from Game of Thrones and from The Eternals, Jason Momoa, who again, Game of Thrones and also Aquaman, and Ben Affleck. They've all talked about being expected to be of a certain body fat percentage. I think Zac Efron mentioned it briefly as well, that he was expected to be in such great condition for Baywatch. He didn't have carbs for a few months before that. Maybe it's not an exact explicit example of fat shaming in some of these cases, but it does still apply. So let's look at some everyday examples of deliberate fat shaming. And these are things that you might encounter generally on a day-to-day basis, as of course, if you're going about your day. So commenting on someone's weight, obviously, if you are commenting on someone's weight and implying that there's something wrong with their weight, you're probably implying either they're severely underweight or severely overweight. Using the term fat as a negative. So like if after a big meal, you say something like, I feel so fat and disgusting. And, you know, I have to hold my hands up and say, once upon a time, I probably have said that before, but, you know, I didn't really know any better. And I'll talk about my own experiences with body image and body fat percentage shortly as well. Fake concern about someone's health. Like when someone refers to your size and then quickly jumps to saying something like that it's not healthy, chances are that they don't care about your health. They just care about trying to score points over you or something. It's particularly common on social media comments. If you ever scroll through Instagram or TikTok and you see body positive accounts or accounts promoting body positivity and the person, the content creator, they are in a bigger body. The number of times you'll see someone, usually on an anonymous troll account, just say something like, that's not healthy. Well, they don't actually care about the person's health. That, it's implicit fat shaming. Underhanded compliments, like saying something looks slimming or that it's more flattering because it implies that it reduces the appearance of their size. Being surprised that someone of a bigger size can do things physically that you didn't expect them to do. I remember seeing a TikTok of a woman who I guess in BMI terms would have probably been classified as obese, comfortably being able to do a handstand and a split. And so many of the comments were like, you know, looking at you, I wouldn't have expected you to be able to do that. And another one is judging eating habits. So you see someone eating and saying something like, are you sure you should be having that much? Are you sure that's good for you? I don't think that's healthy. You know, those kinds of sort of little passive aggressive digs. Another example that you'll see on a sort of day-to-day basis by other individuals is unsolicited weight loss advice or complimenting someone about their weight loss or saying that they look good or weight loss being a glow up. So those are some sort of everyday examples you might come across from another random individual at some point. Other examples that we kind of see more broadly, I guess, that kind of get more associated with the broader social stigma around weight. One is gym and fitness intimidation. It's common for fitness brands to only use people of a certain fitness level or body size in their marketing materials. When I'm talking about these kind of brands, I'm talking about gyms, fitness studios, supplement companies, gymwear brands, and athleisure brands. It's very gradually starting to change. These are private companies. It's 100% up to them what kind of brand image they want to promote and be associated with. And it makes sense for a fitness company to want to be associated with almost being like hardcore into fitness and being associated with progress and results. But from my own view, and as someone that has been obese and underweight on the BMI scale, if marketing was more inclusive of all body types, it might help with taking away some of the stigma around getting into the gym and around exercising and not make it seem like as much of a daunting experience. It's kind of weird the response that you see to when brands actually do try and promote or be more inclusive of different body types as well. I remember Nike, or Nike if you're in the US, and in the UK you pronounce it Nike. They put out some mannequins of bigger bodies in their windows in their Oxford Street shop a few months ago. And some people on Twitter got triggered by that for some reason. Women's Health or Women's Fitness magazine, they released a series of photos of larger bodies exercising with the caption, "This is healthy." And there was a lot of outcry on social media. But regardless of your size or shape or fitness level, being able to exercise comfortably or safely and not being shamed for doing it should be normalized. Other examples, clothes size. Some brands are especially smaller in size, so even their XL or double XL are going to be smaller than large in other brands. Again, it's likely brand perception, either catering for their existing audience or they want to be seen as for thinner or smaller frames. You know, it's common with athletes in sport and, you know, also celebrities putting on a bit of weight or being a bit heavier than what would be deemed as their perfect size, you know, that making headlines. Generally, as a society, or especially in Western culture, we see slimmer body sizes and body shapes as better. In the past, slightly bigger bodies would have been seen as more desirable because it implies wealth. But these days, we seem to idolize thinness or skinniness or scrawniness or just general slimness. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at. Like, there is more discrimination against someone of a bigger body than of someone who's in a, you know, a sort of lower body fat percentage. But yeah, one other thing I do want to address is before someone starts saying that I'm glorifying or glamorizing an unhealthy lifestyle, I just want to kind of like nip that in the bud and just point out there are definitely health implications or likely complications for higher weight or higher body fat percentage. There's a higher risk of some type of cancer, higher risk of diabetes, higher risk of kidney disease, higher risk of heart disease. And a larger body will often be less likely to be fit or physically active. But first of all, it is honestly no one else's business in pretty much any case where fat shaming actually happens. Usually if it's someone else's business for some reason, they probably won't be fat shaming someone to get them thin. It'll usually be out of compassion and it'll usually be a sort of deeper underlying cause than just being triggered by someone else's size. So yes, there are some health concerns around higher body fat percentages, but it's no one else's business. And if it is, they're probably not doing it from the point of view of fat shaming. And probably more importantly, just because someone's in a bigger body, it doesn't mean that everyone who is lazy or greedy or undisciplined. Like, I'm sure some people are. That's nature. But everybody is different and respond to things differently. Two people could follow the exact same diet and the exact same workout routine and would still look differently. You know, eating and exercise and how you handle those can also be signs of eating disorders, disabilities, underlying health conditions, other mental health issues. You have no idea and no right to judge someone because they seem a bit bigger than you've grown up being conditioned to thinking is ideal. So just to kind of wrap it up, yes, there are some health implications of being in a bigger body, but number one, it's no one else's business. Number two, if it is someone else's business, then it's probably not coming from the context of wanting to fat shame someone. And number three, just because someone's in a bigger body, you have no idea what's going on in their life. A little bit about the impact of fat shaming. As with any type of harassment or bullying, there's a huge impact on someone's self-worth and on their mental health. It can lead to acute episodes of depression and anxiety, increasing body dysmorphia, self-consciousness, becoming more reclusive. If someone is already dealing with another health issue, it can exacerbate that. Like, if you imagine someone in eating disorder recovery who had bulimia, suddenly being shamed because of their body, and then they go on a purge, and then it kind of almost re-triggers that disordered eating behavior. And the way it can bully and knock someone down is just barbaric. I remember when I was low on confidence because of how I felt about my body. I went out less and less. And when I used to try, and you know, I used to try more and more to hide my size and my shape and just me as a person. And you know, no one really deserves to be made to feel like that. They haven't done anything wrong to anyone else. They're just trying to live in the skin they're in. So it's not anyone else's place. And making someone feel like that just because they look a bit different to what you've grown up believing is ideal, even though what they look like is absolutely none of your business, it's not a great thing. I don't really know what the right word is, but it's just not great to ever make anyone else feel like that. I did mention I talk about my own experience with body fat percentage, and I do have a complicated experience with it. Like, I was never massively bullied or harassed or discriminated against when I was at my heaviest. Like, I had a few passive aggressive comments now and then about my size or how my clothes fit, even from people I was friends with. But I never, to my recollection at least, I never had to deal with fat shaming on a sort of massive scale. Even in the gym and when I started exercising, it didn't really happen. So it's something that I never had to deal with that often, or if I did, I didn't actually notice it. And certainly not to the extent that a lot of people seem to be having to deal with it these days. But I know how it felt to be in that body and how self-conscious it did make me because of how it impacted my confidence. And that was without any kind of really aggressive fat shaming. So I can only imagine how it makes someone who is being fat shamed regularly feel. But like I said, I know how it felt to be in a bigger body and what it did to my self-confidence. Since I lost weight, you know, heaviest to lightest is about 140 pounds. You know, my life has changed a lot. I feel more confident. I'm fitter. I'm doing things physically that I assumed I'd never be able to do, so never even tried. So in my own head, in terms of my own self-perception, there's a very, very, very strong association with that my thinner body is better on me. That's something I need to do a lot of work to unpack and kind of detach from, because it isn't really healthy for my own self-perception or body image to think if I put on some body fat percentage, then that'll be a failure. Because while I'm not as paranoid about it, I do still kind of have that thought at the back of my mind. So, you know, that's something internally that I need to do some work on. But in terms of other people, literally anyone else, it's none of my business. And I don't think I've ever been in a position to belittle someone or make someone feel worse because of their body size or shape or body fat percentage. So I do judge myself differently and much more toxically than I would judge anyone else. You might sometimes see this manifest in my own self-talk, whether it's in, you know, my captions on social media or comments or on YouTube or in this podcast or on the blog. I might from time to time say something about myself or how I felt or how I think I'm judging myself, but that doesn't mean I judge anyone else the same way. And it's something I'm mindful of and I'm trying very deliberately to avoid, but I'm human. I'm a one-man army on this blog and podcast, and it's likely I will slip sometimes. But if you have ever come across something like that from me somewhere, sorry. And I know I said fat shaming hasn't affected me a lot, but I guess to an extent, I'd be lying about that. My own perception of my body is largely what led to the surgery I had earlier this year, which was loose skin removal from my stomach and my chest. I did it for myself, but I'd be lying if I said how I think other people might react to my body before to how they might react after. I'd be lying if I said that didn't also play some part. So while I was never fat shamed for my loose skin or body shamed for my loose skin or the loose skin on my chest or my stomach, the idea of being shamed for it did have some role to play, but I think I would have gotten it done anyway. In terms of how fat shaming or fat phobia can be a bit different for men, I'm going to say something which might be unpopular, but I think bigger bodies or higher body fat percentages tend to be a bit more almost normalized in men, especially since the concept of dad bods has gotten more prominence. And that doesn't mean it's okay to fat shame someone. And the impact can be just as devastating for men as it can be for women. And, you know, in some ways it means it can be easier to fat shame men and almost pass it off as banter. And it's even trickier because we're still, you know, men typically still, we're generally expected to not respond or get triggered or get emotional because emotions, body image, are not typically male topics. So the expectation is that we just laugh it off and bury it inside somewhere. So there's a few more nuances with fat shaming in men, but when I talk about these things, I always kind of feel like I just want to emphasize again, I know how much more widespread it probably is with women and how much more women have to deal with this kind of thing on a daily basis. But as I'm not a woman and I never have been a woman, to the best of my knowledge, I never will be, I can't really, apart from acknowledging it, I can't really speak for that experience, but I can speak for the experience of, you know, how as a man it feels to be super self-conscious and feel like you're going to be constantly judged for your body. So in terms of dealing with fat shaming, there isn't one obvious or easy solution. Yes, we should all stand up to bullies and harassment and discrimination, whether that's against us or against someone else in front of us. And while that can help hold someone to account for their actions, it might not necessarily make you feel better. The best quote I read or heard about self-love was from Adidas, I think, actually. And that is, love what you got, not what you're not. In other words, appreciate who you are as you are and the body you have. Don't idolize or put on a pedestal anyone else or any other body types. Having goals and targets and aims is all great, and that doesn't mean you should hate yourself or feel ashamed for the body that you have. There's no such thing as a perfect body, and just because society is focused on a fairly narrow ideal, that doesn't make you any less worthy of being who you are. So to wrap up on fat shaming in men or fat phobia in men, it does suck. It can have a devastating impact on your confidence, on your personality, on your mental health. There's no easy answer to fixing it or overcoming it. You know, we can call out individuals and hold individual instances to account. We have to treat it the same as other forms of harassment or bullying or discrimination. But it will take a much wider sort of societal change to kind of just almost like just let people live as they are. We are seeing a shift in that direction. We are seeing more diversity of body types included in marketing campaigns and in advertising campaigns. But it's just going to take a bit of time, and we just have to keep pushing and calling out instances of discrimination. We're just going to have to take it one step at a time. That's a bit of a grim note to end on, so I'll just remind you again. Your body shape, your body size, your body fat percentage are no one else's business. If you're happy and comfortable living in your skin, then great. That is the most important thing. And I'll just say it again because I do like this quote. Love what you've got, not what you're not. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. As a one-man army, I really could do with all the help I can get, and you would be doing me a huge favor if you could leave a review or a rating to help me get the word out. You won't just be helping me, you might help other men show themselves some kindness and appreciate their bodies more in the process too. Thanks again.